Most facilities funded by the Indian Health Service can't afford to have specialists on staff in areas such as heart disease or intensive care for newborns. IHS provides funding so they can contract with private care providers for those services, but a Government Accountability Office report says the program is flawed. But a federal administrator says IHS has many strengths overall. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Indian Health Service funding for contract health services has grown to $780 million, but in fiscal year 2010 was $360 million short of what's needed just at the federally managed facilities. It's not clear how much more is needed to fully fund tribal hospitals and clinics as well. The Government Accountability Office says IHS bases funding for contract health services on inconsistent, incomplete, and inaccurate data. Most tribal and IHS facilities run short of contract health services dollars before the end of the fiscal year. The report says some had to wait for the start of a new fiscal year to cover charges. On average, it took 82 days to pay contractors, but in some cases, providers waited months or even years to get paid. IHS Director Dr. Yvette Rubidoux says IHS is taking steps to improve the program.
We've actually already been working on these issues. We have a work group, a federal tribal work group that's been working on trying to figure out how we can better define the unmet need in the contract health service program. We're also working on a number of other reforms to make improvements.
The IHS work group is expected to come up with final recommendations by the end of the year. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and U.S. Senators from Hawaii, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Wyoming want IHS to act before then. They sent a letter to Rubidoux and to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius asking for a detailed action plan with deadlines within 2 months. Rubidoux says the work group has already come up with preliminary recommendations, and IHS has already begun implementing those. Looking at the bigger picture, Dr. Don Berwick, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says the IHS-funded system and the American health system are both grappling with many of the same issues. He says the Affordable Care Act will help both.
Indian Health, as the rest of health in America, is facing some serious challenges. We need to have to figure out how to make much better care for people and make quality continually improve by supporting the healthcare workforce to do better and to make sure that the care is sustainable, that we can afford it. Indian Health, like the rest of healthcare, is working toward much safer care, better care for individuals, better health in populations, and making money go farther, figuring out ways to be more efficient with the resources it has. The Affordable Care Act has many, many tools in it to help healthcare get better that way.
Berwick says in many respects the IHS-funded system can be a model for the American health system. He says tribal and IHS care providers already are headed in the direction the Affordable Care Act will encourage all providers to take.
There are many advantages Indian Health has over the U.S. healthcare system at large. I'd say one of the most important is focusing on continuity and communities and coordination of care. You know, most care is used by a very small percentage of the population, people with chronic illness, but we often fail them. We don't coordinate care. People go home from a hospital and their doctor doesn't have information. We don't move information around. We don't teach them how to take care of themselves. Because Indian Health is basically founded in community-based structures and the nature of communities and tribes, there's an advantage here, a possibility of really creating seamless, coordinated care for the people who need it most.
Rubidoux and Berwick are just a few of the 700-some federal and tribal health care managers and providers who were in Anchorage for the National Indian Health Board Annual Conference this week. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.